Yesterday, the BC Supreme Court ruled against Premier John Horgan and the NDP government, who, with the enthusiastic support of the Green Party, sought to restrict the amount of bitumen flowing through BC, which was part of the strategy to stall, delay, ultimately get the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion killed, which the court acknowledged. The BC government declaration to use every tool in the box to derail the pipeline was what prompted, if you remember this, then Alberta Premier Rachel Notley to retaliate by putting a ban on the sale of BC wine in Alberta. They backed off when the NDP in BC filed the lawsuit, both parties saying they'd let the court decide. Well, they have. The BC Supreme Court, 5-member panel, voted unanimously that the BC NDP Green government acted unconstitutionally, as anyone, and I mean, I think anyone who follows the issue knows, the federal government has jurisdiction over interprovincial pipelines. I think the chance of a court changing that in favor of the province was oh so slim, if not none. Sure, they had people in the Green government or the NDP Green government who were hoping, but if they had to bet their own money, I can't believe that anyone in the BC Green government actually would have thought the court would take the jurisdiction away from the federal government. What's also noteworthy is the court's decision is that the justice has made clear that the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion is in the national interest and is governed by the National Energy Board, which the court noted had already imposed numerous conditions on the project. The court case was just an expensive way for the BC NDP to appease their coalition partners in the BC Green Party, along with Canadian and American environmental groups who, not surprisingly, are not happy with the ruling. For them, there's only one acceptable outcome. As U.S.-based corporate ethics in San Francisco made clear when they were the ones who launched the campaign in 2008 to landlock Alberta oil, the goal was no pipelines, nowhere, no matter what. Just recently, National Green Party leader Elizabeth May said, "We do not support a single additional barrel of output." The BC government has not disclosed how much money was spent, by the way, pursuing this, what can only be described, I think, as a politically motivated legal maneuver. Well, actually, that's not true, given that virtually no one's surprised by the ruling and that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, were spent by BC taxpayers. I got a sense that it could be described a whole bunch of other ways that I can't use on the radio. As an aside, though, I'm finding myself, it doesn't matter what issue it is with government, but I'm getting increasingly outraged by government wasting money because so many other important areas are going wanting. I mean, in my own case, I make it clear, I focus a lot of time trying to raise money for Special Olympics on behalf of children and adults with intellectual disabilities, especially for programs like Healthy Athlete. You know, most people assume that people with Down syndrome or Fragile X, microcephaly, I pronounced that incorrectly, other intellectual disabilities get the same level of health care as the rest of us in the public. Unfortunately, they're mistaken. So I don't think you're going to be surprised that I found myself shaking my head when I heard the BC government announce they're going to appeal the unanimous decision, spend more tax dollars, and there's no reason to suspect that they're going to be successful. This ruling isn't going to get overturned. Interprovincial pipelines fall under federal jurisdiction, and that's not going to change. I think that it's a safe bet that if the leaders of the BC NDP government or the Green Party were spending their own money, there wouldn't be an appeal. But what makes it even more ludicrous, I mean, think about this. The BC NDP government's prepared to go to court if Alberta follows through on its threat, in quotes, to turn off the taps, stop the oil, the gas, the diesel from flowing through the Kinder Morgan pipeline. So on the one hand, they're going to they've gone to court to prevent oil from being shipped from Alberta, while at the same time, they promise to go to court if Alberta dares stop shipping oil through the same pipeline. What's also a head shaker is that while I don't see Alberta stopping the flow through Kinder Morgan, I could see them changing the mix of what's coming down that pipeline. They could simply send more crude and less refined products like gasoline, which would immediately push the price of gas in Vancouver's lower mainland and Vancouver Island significantly higher, which you think would be welcomed by the BC NDP and Green Party, given they want to push gas prices higher. That's what the carbon tax is all about. They're trying to discourage driving. I mean, come on, if Alberta were to replace gasoline with crude oil down the pipeline, I mean, the BC government's wishes would come true. $2 a liter is going to get a heck of a lot of people to reduce their driving. As I said, it's a head shaker. But come on, I mean, if the clock is actually winding down on taking action on climate change in order to avoid catastrophe, then why aren't the Green Party, along with the Suzuki Foundation, Greenpeace, public sector unions, and every other climate change advocate, alarmist, begging Alberta's Premier Kenny to turn off the taps?